7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
To ensure we're all traveling in the right direction, this call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 8:14 p.m. A lovely sentiment, but an inaccurate time. The actual time, my friends, is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. All right. It's that time of day once again. It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I like to pour and then drink tea, so let's do some of that. Looks pretty good. I've got some Che Guan Yin going again today, but I'm going to change it up a little bit later this afternoon. What am I going to drink later? I don't know. Oh, that's good. That's good. I do like drinking tea. In fact, I think I'm going to drink some more here. Because I have not figured out what it is that we are going to do today. Good tea. Good tea. I don't know what we're doing today because I'm getting conflicting information. The Weather Channel is telling me that it is potentially cool enough for me to go outside. But it's very sunny outside. I think we need to check the weather, which means we have to leave this room. Which means that we may also be accosted by my cat, Pippa, who was running around here making some crazy noises a little while ago. I don't see her anywhere. Where does she go? I don't know. Let's get up here into the kitchen, though, and see what's going on. Yeah, it looks hot. It looks a little breezy. What kind of weather are we talking about? Oh, huh. Okay. Well, the interesting news here is that my bird bath has fallen over again. Looks like the raccoons have been playing in my backyard again and knocked over the bird bath. I think they like to climb on top of it. And yeah, it's not as cool as the Weather Channel wants me to believe. The Weather Channel is telling me it's 23 degrees outside. That is not correct. I think they got it backwards. It's 32 degrees outside. It's a little bit more than 32 degrees outside. That's 90 degrees Fahrenheit for all my American listeners. And yeah, that means we're not going anywhere today. Other than back downstairs here. So we can see what's going on in the sports world. I know all my listeners are as interested in sports as I am. Let's see. Manchester City has signed, Haley Rosso from Australia. Oh, yeah. West Ham signs Yui Hasegawa. This is great news. Great news. Ooh, and now there's a breaking news scrolling crawl across the bottom. Juve has signed Manuel Locatelli. Wow. Huh. Okay. And of course, some announcement of this weekend's F1 racing from Belgium. the land of X1. Don't know where I'm going with that, but yeah, I'm glad that we're getting some racing starting back up. You know, I've had to sit through the summer break here for a couple of weeks. Can't go a couple of weeks, but I'm excited because, you know, the next race is at Spa-Francorchamps. It's one of my favorite tracks ever. Pretty excited about it. Pretty excited about it. But I still have to wait more than 48 hours. Yada. Yada, yada, yada. All right, so let's switch over from sports news and go into technology news. What's new in technology, Tobe? Well, Sam Battle, sometimes known as England Tobe, has made some progress with his Teletubby sequencer.
Yeah, basically, there's going to be a whole line of Teletubbies that do a little wavy dance that cascades on down, and you're able to control it by the button. And yeah, it's a pretty silly idea, but I really want to try it because I've been collecting these Teletubbies for yonks. So at the end of the last video, we got to 7 Teletubbies in a line doing their thing, one after the other, going down and stuff, and it sort of looks like that, you know, the wavy dancey thing, and it's pretty cool. And basically what we need to do now is pretty much amplify it. In the last video, I had one board that had 8 relays on it and a serial to parallel shift register. What this was the brains behind the whole machine. I explained it all in that video, so go and check it out over there. And basically what we need to do is we needed to amplify this out multiple times in order to be able to control more Teletubbies. Well, this thing right here is the nerve center of the Teletubby tidal wave. It's the brains behind the beast, and I nearly dropped it. I've been building this for the last couple of days. It's basically 5 of those circuit boards with 8 relays on them each. So that means there's 40 relays in here, and there's a whole bunch of inputs and outputs on screw terminals. Screw terminals because they're cheap. I would have loved to have gone for something like the Vargo kind of clippy things, but they're expensive when you want to get this many. There's like 30 or 40 of them on each circuit board, so it gets expensive. So each of these circuit boards has a chip, which is a serial to parallel shift register, and the plan is what we're going to do is we're going to be able to make these cascade down one after the other and just basically make the whole relays go. You'll notice that there's a bunch of 3D printed parts. I printed these on the Lulzbot Mini, and these are pretty much kind of like stackable shelving type of things. I designed this in a very reactive kind of manner. Reactive meaning I made it up as I went, and I tend to make it up as I go when I've got a big project that I need to do reasonably quickly. The reason being is it takes a long time to plan, and if you're planning it all at once, sometimes you don't take into account certain problems and stuff, and then you end up wasting more time than literally designing it bit by bit and then just thinking, okay, well, I've got that, now how do I make the next bit work? So yeah, I designed the circuit boards without thinking about how to stack them, and yeah, after that I decided to stack them like this, and it ends up quite well because the relays are actually easy to take in and take out and replace if they break, which they won't because these are impressively robust. In fact, that relay sequencer I built a couple of months ago, I haven't had to replace a relay yet, and that's been running for yonks. Even some of them have been running at audio rate, so yeah.
Wow. Running a relay at audio rates, meaning, you know, faster than 20 hertz, faster than 20 times per second. Oh, Sam, you're so wacky. Yeah, so now he's got this multi-level Teletubby sequencer capable of sequencing 40 Teletubbies. My kind of guy. Wow, listen to that thing go.
I could sit and play with this forever.
Yeah, me too. I want one.
So there we go, the nerve center is sort of working. What I need to do next is sort of clean this up and get it going. I need to think about the power supply. The power supply is not ideal at the minute. I might be making this solar powered for the actual show, which would be kind of cool. I'm gonna be using D-sub connectors. These are the ones that you use to plug into your printer between the Teletubbies and this thing. I still don't know what I'm gonna put this in. I'm thinking a nice see-through crystal case. I'll get some plastic, hopefully not as thick as the one that I made the Leslie guitar, bulletproof Leslie guitar speaker from, but you never know. So anyway, that's that. By the way, this museum is not obsolete, is open this weekend. However, I'm really sorry, the tickets have sold out, but if you want to book tickets advance, because it's all advanced booking right now only. But there's a fair few dates right up to the end of September that you can get tickets in, and you know, they tend to sell out before. So if you want them, go and check them out now. But anyway, that's the Nerve Centre. I'm Look Mum No Computer. This is a Teletubby. This museum is not obsolete. And yeah, don't be scared to try it.
Okay, I think I will. Actually, I'd like to have a sequencer like that for other projects. Obviously, I don't have 40 Teletubbies that I need to sequence. Very, very few people in this world do, but I'm glad we know the guy who's got that problem. As for me, my problem is somewhat different. And after discussing it, when was that? I don't remember when. It doesn't matter anyway. It was suggested to me by Publius, of course. Hey, why don't you try a ramp comparator? And yes. Ramp comparator. How did I not think of that? Well, I don't know, because I wasn't even thinking along those lines. And so now we need to get out the cookbooks here. Let's start with this one. And we need to find ourselves the general schematic for rampy comparator. And I know it's around here somewhere. Because maybe we should just look in the index. Do you look under comparator, comma ramp, or do you just look under ramp? Ramps. And when I say ramp, I don't mean ramps. Ramps. I like ramps. Okay, so, comparator. Inverting with hysteresis, non-inverting with hysteresis, three-state output, using an operational amplifier, window comparator, 1-bit, 4-bit, 8-bits, dollar. All you cheerleaders stand up and holler. Wait, no, this is, what's happening here? Oh yeah, here's what I can do. Yes. And I also need what? A 161 or whatever the modern equivalent is. And then I have inputs. And this, I can change the volt. This particular schematic is for 3 volts. I can change this to 5. And then, how many steps do I get in my staircase? Oh, 1/16 of clock. No problem. And, ooh, I can use the, yes, okay. So now that we've got this figured out, I'm also gonna need, all right, hold on a second. I have to read this. And while I'm reading this, you need to listen to some music. And I gotta order.
Have you forgotten that once we were brought here, we were robbed of our name.
And some Flavor Flav.
We lost our religion, our culture, our God. And many of us, by the way we act, we even lost our mind.
It's PETV with your anchors, Sherelle Winters and Flavor Flav.
Yeah, boy! Yo, bust the move!
In today's edition of PETV News, we'll explore the devastating effects drugs are having on our society and what is now termed the base hit syndrome. We'll also feature the controversial group Public Enemy and their new album, It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back, which is causing a ruckus everywhere.
Here it is! Bam! And you say, damn, this is a dope jam. But let's define the term called dope, and you're thinking me funky now, no.
Hey, you see what I'm saying? Hey, yo, Cheryl, kick the ballistics, G.
Up front, an ultra-hyper faction known as the Brown Bags lodged a protest today against rap music.
Yo, bust this, man. Yo, listen to Flav, man. Yo, right here live, covering for the protest for PETV, live is my homeboy, Chris, man.
Yeah, I tell you.
Well, you know, Chris, all the rap noise and the violence associated with it,
is bringing our country to its knees, and we're not going to stand for it anymore. And we, the brown bags, have a plan to put an end to it all.
Here is a true tale, why the ones that deal, all the ones that fail, yeah. You can move if you want to move, what it prove. It's here like the groove, the problem is this. We got to fix it, check out the job.
This is MC Light coming live and direct from PETV. In the never-ending search for the base heads, we've come to a new hiding place. Yeah, that's right, Wall Street.
Check out the justice and how they run it. Selling, smelling, sniffing, riffing. And brothers trying to get swift in. Selling their own, rob a home. While some shrivel a bone like comatose walking around. Please don't confuse this with the sound. I'm talking about base.
This is MC Light from PETV. We're inside Wall Street searching for base heads. Let's see what we can find.
I put this together too. The bells of those that boost the dose of lack-a-lack and those that sell the black. Shame on the brother when he dealing. The same block where my 98 be wheeling. And everybody know another kilo. From a corner from a brother, keep another below. And stop illing and killing. Stop grilling. Yo, black, yo.
We are willing.
Just in this red alert. Chuck D, leader of the controversial group Public Enemy, has been taken hostage by the brown bags. We'll have more on this story as it develops.
Hey, yo, I'm not a drug dealer, man. Yo, get off of me, man. Get
off. Has this ever happened to you before? They think you're a drug dealer, and we know you're not. Well, now there's Beeper Tie. Yes, for a limited time only, for only $99.95, you can have your own Beeper Tie. To order, just call 1-800-555-1234. Whoops, gotta go. Beeper's calling.
Yes, that's what we need. We need to have our pagers, our beepers, built into our ties. Oh wait, I don't wear a tie, and beepers are not a thing anymore. That's vaguely depressing. Not the fact that I don't wear a tie, the fact that, you know, beepers are dead tech. But they really aren't. You can still get pagers. You can still get pager service if you need it. If you need to get wacky, if you need to do weird stuff, I highly recommend it. And now I need some more music. Something popped up on my, the algorithm. The algorithm has suggested something for me, and it has to do with Carillon. So we're going to listen to some bells being played. And if this digital media ever decides to start, maybe we can hear some Carillon. Here we go. Hit the levers. Boy. Okay. Oh, I have so many comments to make. First of all, that was absolutely great. If you're not familiar with that piece of music, it is the Cruel Angel's Thesis, or sometimes known as the Thesis of the Cruel Angel. But a lot of people just know that as the theme from Neon Genesis Evangelion. Now, that's an interesting piece of music to be playing on church bells, to be playing on a carillon. But I guess somebody thought it was appropriate because the title has the word angel in it. And so, yeah, we should play that in church because it says angel right in the title. Well, I don't think the church superiors would be allowing that if they've ever seen the show and they understand what the angels are, but regardless, I might go to a church that played that. I mean, if I was just walking down the street and I was passing by a church, or I was in a neighborhood where I could hear a church carillon and it was playing that song, I would have to go to that church. I would have to go to that church just to see what was going on. And I'd probably walk in demanding to take possession of the Spear of Longinus. Which, if you're familiar with Evangelion, you know what I'm talking about. If you're unfamiliar with this show, you might just think that I'm some kind of Christian nut. Oh, he wants the Spear of Longinus so he can stab Jesus and let the water splash into his eyes and be instantly converted. Because that's what the Spear of Longinus is for. Oh. Yes, I do have to admit that I love Neon Genesis Evangelion, and I highly recommend it. I really do feel like it is the greatest science fiction piece to ever come out of Japan. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, what about Akira? Yeah, well, duh. Yeah, that too, but you know, Akira, that's more about the animation than anything else. Don't get me wrong. It's a brilliant story and everything, but the last of the great hand-animated stuff. But no, I'm not the only person in the world who believes that Eva, Neon Genesis Evangelion, is the greatest science fiction to ever come out of Japan. This is a widely held opinion. If you're unfamiliar with it, maybe you need to dig into it. But I should warn you that you have hours to dedicate to this. You're going to have to probably put 40, 50, maybe 60 hours into studying this, because you're not going to get it the first time through, and it just gets worse. There's only 37 different timelines that you have to follow. Yada! However, the good news is that during those 50 or 60 hours that you will have to dedicate to learning this huge, epic, the good news is that you won't have to worry about anyone walking in and getting their greasy fingerprints
Boy,
all over.
Boy, are you going to get it now? Kirk. What? Look at that greasy mess you made.
And my mom just drove up. Give me something fast.
Over. Give me something fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special grease dissolve.
You know, even though it's Kirk Cameron, I'm still annoyed that the digital media failed. Now 1981, Mom says.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, we're just trying to invent some kind of digital audio player that doesn't have to stutter, start, and buffer, and bart, and do all the stupid crap that digital media does. All I want in life, and I don't think I'm asking for too much. What I want is I want to be able to press a button that is marked start, perhaps, and then the music starts, or the audio starts. There's no waiting, there's no buffering, there's no delay between the time I press the button and the music starts. geez, I wonder if somebody could invent something like that. Maybe I should call an EE, a double E. I'm an electronic engineer. Okay, you're an electronic engineer. Do you know what a switch is? Yeah. Do you know how to build one? Yeah, then do it. Getting really sick of all this crap. I need to calm down. I need to not get worked up. See, here's the problem. My hand pressure is kind of low. It should be better than this, but it's not so great right now. And a lot of people are probably wondering, well, Tobe, why do you have low hand pressure? Is it your circulation? And that's when I have to remind you to not use the word circulation, because that's a trigger. A trigger for what? Yeah. Every once in a while, we need to have some Renai circulation here on the Dubious Goals Committee, because it's listening to things like that that make me wonder if I should try to write an anime theme song. Or if not anime theme song, maybe something in the style of Ryuichi Sakamoto, one of my heroes, of course. Because I've been thinking about that. I've been thinking about modern Japanese composition recently, and you know, I've noticed a lot of interesting sort of themes throughout all of these songs, and well, that theme is 4 5 major 7 minor 3rd minor 6th, but we can go into that and its variations later. This is not the Music Theory Show. This is the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Yeah, my name's Tobe. I need to order a whole stack of electronics parts. I gotta build some stuff, but now I gotta eat lunch, so bye-bye!
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.